Torah begins. Ela told us Noach. Noach is sadik tomim ayob derosov. Es lukim isalach Noach. Noach was a sadik tomim, complete sadik. Bidarosov. So we know one of the most famous Rashi's in Chumash. Bidarosov. Yesh me rabosein adoshim usol v'shvach. Some say it's a compliment. Kol shekin sheilu haya b'dor tzadikim haya tzadik yoser. That if he would have been in a more righteous generation, he would have been even more righteous. V'yesh dor shim usol gnayim. If he dor haya tzadik v'ilo yidor b'dor shal Avram. That is, he was only a tzadik because he was in a shvach generation where everyone else wasn't so good. So compared to them, he was a tzadik. But if he would have been in the generation of Avram, he wouldn't have been anything. Okay, so I don't want to discuss that, you know, those two opinions, right? There's a lot to say of that. But what I'd like to discuss, Dorosov, is plural. So what's this idea, Sadik Tomim Hayab Dorosov? What's the multiple Doros? And then we know there's another Rashi. On page 4, Torah says, Vayom Hashem l'noch bo atav v'chol ha-teva v'chol ha-teva ki oschor ha-yisi tzadik l'fonei b'dor hazeh. So here, on page 4, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Noach is just called a tzadik. In the first pasuk in the Chumash, it's called Tzadik Tamim. And here, he's just called a tzadik. So what's the difference? So Rashi says, Rashi tzadik, v'lo omer tzadik tamim, mikan she'omim miktsach shvachol she'oldom b'fonov, v'kulo she'lo b'fonov. Because we know that there's a klal that we have, that you never praise somebody in totality in his presence. When he's not around, you can praise him in his totality. When he's around, you should only say miktsach shvachol. So, Pasuk, the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah is just speaking about Noach. Noach is not, it's not a statement to Noach. So then the Torah can say how great he was. He was tzadik tamim. But here, when Hashem speaks to Noach directly, then he just calls him a tzadik. Because he's speaking him directly. And when you speak to someone directly, it's not proper to praise them in total. You should... You know, you should praise them, but not, you know, saying everything. Because, you know, it can cause gaiva, whatever reasons. And that is the Rashi. However, I'd like to show you a beautiful pshat from Rav Shua Leib, Baril Diskin. Shua Leib, a page. What? 15? Shulayb says an unbelievable thing. He gives a different pshat to why Noach in the beginning is called Tzadik Tomim and why later on he's just called Tzadik. Rashi's pshat was, again, that Tzadik Tomim, because that was the Torah speaking. It wasn't speaking to Noach directly. So then the Torah could praise Noach, you know, to the sky. But later on in Chumash, when he's speaking to him directly, then mikzos shvachos b'fanav. So Rabbi Shua Leib has a different pshat. And Rabbi Shua Leib, in his pshat, he discusses also the other question that we had. What's the plural Dorosov? What's that all about? Why Dorosov? Why don't you just say Bedoro? Noach was great in his generation. So Rabbi Shua Leib, the Maral Diskin, page 15 says a murder pshat. He says, L'holon nemar ki oskar yisi tzadik l'fonei b'dor hazev lo nomer tomim. Peirush Rashi b'shem Bereishis Rabba, Can't show me mixer shvach or shalom befanov, kula shalom befanov. He says, Gam yishlom v'derech drash. He says like this, Ki yodea, what does a tzaddik mean? He's going to explain to you what the term tzaddik means and what the term tamim means. And he's going to say, Meredik apshat in the Meryl Diskin, and then we're going to relate it to our lives as well. He said, tzaddik means somebody who is kovishes yitzra. Person has yitzahara, and he conquers it as a tzaddik. How do we know that? Lachem nikru Yosef. Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik. Right? Chaim David. Yosef HaTzaddik. Right? He says it. Right? So he's called Yosef HaTzaddik. So what's the pshat? Because he had a nisayon with Eishes Potiphar, and he was able to be kovish his yetzer, so that's why he called it tzaddik. Now, what does tamim mean? Tamim means something else. Tamim mora al amamin b'Hashem, who chazak be'emuna. Like the pasuk says, tamim tiyeh im Hashem olokecha. Tamim means you should believe in God. You shouldn't look to go to find out the future. You believe in God. Don't look to find out what the future is going to be. Don't look here. Just be a simple believer in God. So tamim is the idea of emuna b'Hashem. Shekavodu lischazik rach b'emunos Hashem levilti lechas acharei hama'onanim v'hakosmim. You shouldn't be involved in the sorcerers and the magicians. So he says like this. Yadua ki doro shel mabul hayonuch sholem ba'ovon chamos shvichas domim gezel hashchosis derech eretz b'derech sneers. The door of the Mabel, they were involved in Chamas, Kimol Ha'arz Chamas. They were involved in thievery. They were involved in Shvichas Damim, Gezel, all types of immorality with Mishkav Behema, Chveis. Omam Ki Nintu Beinei Mamim Hashem. Perhaps they were Maminim Bashem, but could be they weren't able to be Kovish the Yetzer. In the Dor HaMalbo. They couldn't be Kovish the Yetzer. So that's why they were, that was why they were Nichshal in all these things. They had a Taiva. They had a Taiva for Mammon, they had a Taiva for Arias, different Taivas, and they couldn't control them. So that's why they sinned. Well, you can look versus Yetzer. Rak the pasuk says, "Chol yetsa machshavos libo, rak kol yom." Hey, nemer l'noch. So that's pshat. Hashem says to Noach, "Ki oschari isi tzadik l'fane b'dor hazeh." Meaning, you are living in the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaMabul. What was the aveir in the Dor HaMabul? Is that they couldn't be kovish de yetsar. So you, Noach, in the Dor HaMabul, you were able to be Kovish Yetzer. So that's why you're called what? Tzaddik. Loma shehu mitztayim b'zeh al b'nei dor, shehu yom mizgaber al yitzo. Oh. So that's why he's called Tzaddik. Because it's speaking about his relationship with him and the rest of the generation. Now what about Tomim? What is Tomim about? Ukshamikra medaber dvar told us Noach Morosov shaya b'dor haMabul v'gam b'dor haFloga, but Noach also lived through what? The Dor haFloga. Now the Dor haFloga was a totally different thing. Say v'chashov shnosov shel Noach shaya kaya char Mabul erech sholosh meos v'chamishim shana. Right, he lived 350 years after the Mabul, so he lived in the Dor haFloga. V'yagiyah shnosov ad yemei Peleg asher yemiyom nifl gaharz. The Dor HaFloga was all about Kfira and Minus. We know, take a look in the Medrash for a second. What is the Pasuk? It says, let's look in the Pasuk. On page 5. V'yi kol ha'aretz sofa achas u'dvar machadim. And then it says, V'hi benosam b'kedem. So the Medrash says on page 10, "V'ibin nosu mikedem nosu min dincha lemezel." Here, he see mikadmun shol shol olam. He afshenu lo bo v'lo be'alukuso. In other words, they were trying to rebel against God, right? They were trying to make some melchama against God. The Chiddush Haran, the Drashas Haran has a pshat because he says that seems ridiculous. How do you rebel against God? Rav Shechter always quotes it. If that would be the Avera, that's Tamashtus. So the Drashas Haran discusses that they wanted to make one metropolis so they could get everyone to believe in their beliefs. But it was basically a way of kfira and minus. It wasn't that they had taiva. It wasn't that they were involved in gezel and chamas and all these things. It was a lack of emunah. And that's why they wanted to get a, like the Drashas Haran said, they wanted to get a unified city where, you know, they could have a unified idea, a unified ideology to, you know, to go to deny, you know, lobo akuso. So says the Maral Diskin now on page 15. Do you know why he's called a tamim? He's called a tamim. That's connected the dor haflaga, meaning Noach lived in both generations. He lived in the dor hamabul and he lived in the dor haflaga, and he excelled in both. So in the dor hamabul, where the chisaron was taiva, so then we say Noach was a tzaddik. He didn't nichshal. And when the dor haflaga, where the chisaron was minus and lack of emunah, that's Tomim. So when the Torah begins, now he answers up all the kashas. When the Torah begins, Noach is tzaddik hayo b'dorosov, tzaddik tomim hayo b'dorosov. B'dorosov means he lived in two generations. He lived in the generation of Mabul, he lived in the generation of Flaga. And therefore, he was a tzaddik. That means in the generation of the Mabul, he showed his tzidkus, that he didn't fall into the taivas like the other people. And when it came to the Haflaga, when it was a merida neger Hashem, so that he showed that he was a tamim. So that's why when the Torah begins the parsha, it's discussing his life in general. But Dorosov, tzaddik tamim. But later on, when it's specifically talking about Noach vis-a-vis the Dor HaMabul, what does it say? Just tzaddik, because that was the midah that he showed, and that's how he answers up everything beautifully. Oh, so how does this? Oh, one more thing. Let me show you. So I saw a Noam Elimelech, and the Noam Elimelech reminded me of the Maril Diskin. And then we'll see how it fits into life. Says the Noam Elimelech on page 16. Yomar b'dorosov l'chora b'doro hayaroi l'chtov. What's the dorosov? Afal pi shenoach hayachai kama dorosov v'kein ikor bol hashmina pei rasha yech dorosov. Yeah, Neymar b'doro hayagam ki nishma hadrashu zeh. Nearly the Balashmin and Od Dover Echad. He named the whole door by door. He shores of Sakin Mitzvah Yuchedis Yosef Mishah Mitzvahs. He says that every generation, of course, you have to keep all the mitzvahs. But he says that certain generations, there's a certain mitzvah that's bolate for this generation. And then he writes here, Lamashal, Bador Hazeh, I guess that was the door he was living in, he shores of Sakin Mitzvah Sitzis. I don't know how that, where he comes to that. But he says in his generation he feels tzitzis was the, you know, the mitzvah that needed the kadom mechol dov yeshorish lahachzik b'mitzvah yuchedes yoshim shem mitzvahs. Ubalkos of Hashemina sheinov tzadik tomim b'darosov ratzalomer mechol dor shayachai hayamachzik b'masakin osa shorish ha-mitzvah ha-myuchad yosel osa dor. That's what it means. Because Noach lived throughout many generations, so in every generation he was able to whatever the need of that time was. If one generation the need was tzitzis, so he was mechazek in that. In other words, of course he was doing all the things, but the special need of the generation, So this reminded of Maral Diskin, because the Maral Diskin says it in Legabe Averis. In other words, the Maril Diskin says that Noach Bedorosov, he lived the same idea that Noam Elimelech, that he lived in many generations, and in each generation, Noach did the positive. That's the Maral Diskin, the Noam Elimelech said, whatever positive things needed to be done in that generation, and what's done in the one generation is not necessarily needed in the other generation. And the other thing is Lagabe Averis, that one generation the major Avera was Taiva, so he was a tzaddik. The other generation the major Avera was Emuna, so that he was a Tana. And I think, what's the message here for us? The message here for us is the following, that, you know, we're not necessarily going to live through many generations. Noah lived many hundreds of years. We're not necessarily halvai, but whatever. But I think the point is, I've heard this said over before, that different parts of your life, you have to be mechazik in different things. Both in the positive, to do positive things, and to mimonea negative things. In other words, when you're a certain age, so a certain part of your avodas Hashem in learning, in things like that, has to be dealt with. In other words, it's a part of your life where you're only learning, and that has to be your major focus. Then there's going to be a part of your life where you're going to be dating, and that has to be an important focus in your life. Then you're part of your life, as Hashem, you're going to be a husband, and then part of your life, you're going to be a father. Different parts of your life, there are going to be different avodas that you have to excel in. And the what we learn from Noach is that he able, in every point, he understood what the need was for that time. In other words, it's not always, sometimes people have trouble understanding this, that, you know, there's a part of their life that they should be kulo Torah. They shouldn't, you know, kulo Torah, you should be learning Yom Valayda. And then there's a part of, you should always be rooted in Torah, your whole life. But then there's a part of time where you have to do other things also. You have to, you know, look to date, look to get married, look to different things in different parts of your life. And you have to know exactly which part of the life, what's the avoda for now, for me. Both in the positive, what I should be doing in terms of my learning, in terms of my avoda, and in the negative. In other words, what taivas there are that are coming up, what nisyonos I have in that different part of my life. So that's what the Mariel Diskin and the Noam Elimelech are saying, that Noach Tzadik Haya B'Dorosov means he lived through many generations, and in each generation that he lived through, he knew what the calling was for that generation. That's why he's called a tzaddik for the generation of the Mabul, because the Mabul, everyone was involved in Taiva. So for that he was a tzaddik. Tomim was connected to the door, Taflaga, because the chesaron over there was Emunah. That's why, and so he knew what the problems were and how to deal with them, and that's what the Noam Elimelech said in the converse, Lagabi, the positive things, he knew that this time in his life he had to be osek in this thing, in this time of his life he had to be osek in that thing. And a lot of times people, you know, mahapech the storm, we don't realize what we need in each individual. Again, as we say, we're not Noach, so we're not going to live necessarily through many generations. But each year, like decade in your life, is going to be a totally different challenges and totally different nisyonos that you're going to have in that particular period in your life. And you have to make sure that you're addressing the needs of that life. If you have a problem with learning, and so you should address it. If you have a problem with depression, so you have to address it. You have a problem with pornography on the internet or something like that, you have to address it. Every time point in your life, whatever the challenges are in that particular time in your life, you have to address it. And that's what Noach was, the Torah is praising Noach, but Dorosov, as the Noam Elimelech and the Maril Diskin say, in each in each generation that he lived through, he was cognizant of what the calling was of that particular, what the particular time. So for us, again, we're not living through hundreds and hundreds of years. but whatever Bez Hashem will be living, there's going to be different challenges, both of what we should do positively and also what we should keep away in the negative. Because and every time, every generation and every decade in your life is a different, it's like a different lifetime. Like what you were 10 years ago and what you will be 10 years from now is a totally different thing. And you have to make sure that you're addressing the needs of the time. And sometimes you need someone who's a bit older than you and maybe has more life experience to point these things out to you. And you should never be bashful to, you know, accept or seek out guidance, whether it be from a Rebbe or a Mashkiach or a psychologist or whatever it is, to make sure that you're on par for what you're supposed to be doing in that particular part of your life. We'll conclude with one vort from, it's quoted here in the Motzei Shol Rav. I was told that Rav Solomon and Rav Lakewood said this over as well. It's also based on the same yisod in Tarshish Bahaloscha. I don't look at Tiferes Ali Melech discusses this. The Torah says very simple. Tarshish Bahaloscha, they were chatzotzos. So we know the chatzotzos were blown, the trumpets, to gather the people together. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, asei lecha shtei chatzotzos kesef, mikshot haseh osom. Vayu lecha lemikra ha'eda, ulemaseh samachanos. That these trumpets were rallied the people together. When they had to gather the people together, or they had to go on traveling together. So Rashi, one word, asei lecha mishalcha. Asei lecha mishalcha. So what does that mean? Asei lecha mishalcha. So the Sefer Motzei Shol Rav, he quotes from the Lev Avram, that was Rabbi Weinfeld. And he says like this, on page 25. Echad mimah shechasev rasi asei lecha mishalcha, ata oseb mushtamish behem lo ache. Afilu Yeshua lo mushtamish v'chatzosu sh'osa Moshe. Asei lecha means that Hashem says to Moshe, make your own chatzotzos. Meaning, in every door, they couldn't just yarshin the chatzotzos from the previous door. In other words, Yeshua needed his own chatzotzos. Moshe had his chatzotzos. So what's the idea? In other words, what the Lev Avraham is saying, every manig has to understand what the need of that generation is and what's going to bring them to gather together and to move forward. And it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the same. It's all within the Torah rubric. It's all within, you know, Rav Goldberg Zatzal, the founder of Hesder. So he always used to say over that he felt that, you know, that generation needed to have a Hesder movement. But he always said that, so the Kalim were different than the previous generation. They didn't have such a yeshiva like that. Well, that you go to the army and you go, but he always used to say that the Tochen Pnimi always would stay the same in what it was in the previous generations. It's just sometimes the outside methods are different. And that's what the Lev Avraham is saying and Rav Solomon said, Asei Lecha, meaning that the way that the Manig is going to be Misorer, this generation is not necessarily the way the next Manig is going to be Maorer. Again, all within the Torah rubric, but Asei Lecha Mishalcha means you have to see what the needs of this particular time is, and you have to be so rooted in Torah, especially if the person is a manik, to understand what's considered veering from the Mesorah and what's considered no. This is the Mesorah, like Rav Goldberg used to say. The Tochen HaPnimi is the same; it's just a different surah, the Chitzonis, and that's the. And that's the same idea that we're saying from the Noam Elimelech and from the Maril Diskin. Again, the Maril Diskin says beautifully, Noch ich tzadik hayom tzadik tomim b'dorosov means b'dorosov, the two generations that he lived through. And he was a tzadik connected the door hamabel because that was when the taiva was coming, and therefore he needed the mid of tzidkus, because tzidkus means that you're not a bal taiva, Yosef tzadik yisod olam, because he didn't nichshol eishes potifar. And Tommy means you're a mamin. That was connected to the Dor HaFlaga, where the whole point of the Dor HaFlaga was to to bring kfira and minus. So to understand what's appropriate in one part of your life, what's appropriate in another part of your life, in other words, what you should be spending time on, how you should be developing. Because sometimes people don't realize that they're different tkufas. As we said, we're not living necessarily through many generations, but every tkufa in our life, as other people have said, every tkufa in our life is a different nisayon and a different challenge of that particular calling. And that was the Noach Ish Tzadik Hayam Mitom Dorosov. So that's why later on he's called just Tzadik. Because not like Rashi said, Rashi gives the pshat, you know, in addition to a Rashi, that the mitzvah shvacho b'fonav. But the Maral Diskin said, no, the reason why later on he's just called Tzadik, because later on it was referred to Noach vis-a-vis the Dor HaMambol. So vis-a-vis the Dor HaMambol, he's considered, you know, that was the Nekuda, that he was a Tzadik as opposed to the other people. And vis-a-vis the Dor HaFlavi, he was a Tomim, Tomim Tim HaShem HaKecha, as and not like the other people. So this is everyone has to make an own cheshbon hanefesh of, you know, what their needs are for this particular year in their life, in terms of learning, in terms of other things that they need to know. What's the calling in this particular life, in this particular door, meaning let's take it year and year by time. Every year is your own particular needs, what challenges you have in your life, in terms of what you have to stay away from and what you have to do in a positive way. And that's the messer that we learn here from Noach Ish Tzadik Hayah B'Dor Osam, as the Maral Diskin and the Noam Elimelech explained.